Vanderbilt and Riverfront Trail. The Formal Gardens.
Whether slumbering under winter snow, budding with the promise of spring, flush with summer's profusion, or retiring into fall's glory, each season in the garden has its own distinct beauty. Walk and share its story. When the Vanderbilts purchased this property in 1895, the gardener's cottage and tool house, both to your left, were already in place. At one time, a glass carnation house connected these buildings. Among the Vanderbilts' many additions was an expansion of the existing garden. They hired New York City landscape designer James L. Greenleaf for the task. The gardens are characterized by their tiered multiple levels, partitioned by walls of evergreen or masonry to create garden rooms where specific types of plants are grown. Start by looking all around you. The top level contains the annual beds, plants that only live for one season. There are over 6,000 annuals that must be planted each year. The next level down is home to the perennials, plants that come back the following year. Their flowering schedule assures that there is always color in this garden. The lowest level is the rose garden. Typically, there are more than 1,800 rose bushes, including vintage roses, varieties that may have been present in the original garden. With multiple homes along the East Coast, the Vanderbilts lived at Hyde Park seasonally during the months of April through July and September through November. Yet the gardens and farm remained active year-round, supplying fresh flowers and produce shipped to the Vanderbilts by train, no matter where they were living. An intensely private man, Frederick Vanderbilt found sanctuary among his trees, his plants, and his flowers. Preferring solitude over social interaction, he indulged his lifelong passion for horticulture till the end of his days. How proud he would be to know that the legacy of his garden is still in bloom.